I'll get you some food.
I'm not a beggar.
I want to help you.
Oh yeah. Why couldn't you wait for me?
I did. Sammy.
Why couldn't you have waited for me?
Sammy, I want to help you.
I don't need your help. I don't need you.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? I'll just call me if you need me. I'm not walking away from you.
Sammy's Room is an original production written and directed by Joanna Carrick. It covers serious issues surrounding substance abuse. Joanna feels this production is close to all of our hearts and explained to me how her own experiences of people recovering from drug addiction has helped her in portraying such a serious issue.
It's a hard-hitting piece and it deals with a young girl who becomes involved in hard drugs and has a very... very fast deterioration in her circumstances. It's a very dramatic play. We at Red Rose Chain, we work a lot with people recovering from drug addiction, and we have a community theatre company for people recovering from drug addiction. So it's an issue that we deal with a great deal. And part of the work is that we've created this piece, which is researched with people who've been through this issue themselves. And this piece is to go into schools locally throughout the county to educate young people about the dangers of getting involved in that kind of thing.
Do you kind of feel this is an issue that needs addressing in the county of Suffolk then?
Definitely. It's something that people don't know that much about. I think people have a lot of ideas about it and sometimes judge people who become involved. And it's a dreadful thing to become addicted to drugs in this way, and people lose years of their lives and sometimes their lives completely to it. I think it's something that everybody needs to develop an awareness of, but also it's something that we need to protect our young people from, because it really, in a moment of vulnerability, you can become involved in something like this, and addiction can take hold so quickly, and really somebody is very, very difficult to help once they've got into that situation.
I'm playing a character called Barney. He's 16, he's a musician, he's very ambitious. And his girlfriend Sammy is also a very ambitious guitarist. They're both 16 in the last year at school. He loses his girlfriend to drugs. He's quite a nice way of telling, it kind of brings an angle to it and kind of lets you realise how it can happen to anyone. Because I think they're two people that are very similar, and then, you know, just takes the, you know, that you see a vulnerability in Sammy and you just see how it completely destroys everything. And I think he's a bit of an audience member, I think.
And are these kind of important issues that you're portraying in the production, do you think?
The importance is that it can happen to anyone. I think that's the moral of the whole story for me as well. It's just a really nice way of saying that, you know, there are stereotypes for everyone, and, you know, we seem to plaster stereotypes as people and we have judgments on things. What's really nice about Sammy and Barney is that they kind of really portray this way of innocence by the end of the play, and I think that's a really nice way of showing that it can happen to anyone and to really develop your awareness of people as opposed to stereotypes.
I play a character called Connor, who is not a very nice person. He first manipulates his girlfriend, Izzy, has her well under control, then he starts on the younger sister, ending obviously in her demise. Working at Red Rose, we do a lot of work with recovering drug addicts, so it's something very close to the company's heart.
And do you feel you can kind of draw on your own experiences and put them across in the way that you act?
I think everybody can't they?
Is that a key thing when acting then, is drawing on your own experiences and using that emotion put across in your character during the play?
I think you've got to at least know people that have been like that to get the gist of it. Or if you didn't, it just wouldn't be realistic.
Mm. And how do you think it may help the people you are performing to? How do you think it can be beneficial to the kids that are going to be viewing this play?
To be honest, my goal is if we save one kid, I'll be happy with that.
Well, I play Sammy's sister, Izzy. Izzy's already way into drugs, and I think she's not going to be able to get out of it, but she drags her sister down with her because of her partner, Connor, who you've just heard about isn't a very nice person.
Drawing on your own experiences, do you kind of feel that's an important thing?
Yeah, definitely. I think that if you feel it in the heart, then it definitely helps. Yeah, definitely. And working with Red Rose Chain, it obviously, because they work with recovering drug addicts, it does definitely help, yeah.
And kind of being surrounded by this culture yourself, you know what it's like for people to go through this, and you really can kind of put that across in your character.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that if you can put it across clearly enough, then hopefully we can help children's lives. Yeah, definitely.
I've learnt so much doing this project, and I think the Red Rose Chain, they've got such a passion for it, and working with people directly who have had experience with it, it makes you can't help but feel like you owe them something to do it justice and to show how bad it can be and how difficult it is, and I don't think people comprehend that, and it's been a great experience. So.